Only this time I squeeze harder, feeling the reaction beginning to thrill through you as my mouth dances on one side. My firm, strong hand upon the other. My hips are even edging back and forth as I can feel twinges in your belly signaling your hips to irresistibly join this dance as we create a rhythm of ebbing and flowing. Fire inside and growls unleashed. Your sighs become moans, and I growl into you, vibrating the very skin of you, making you gasp and clench, and then spit the words, "You fucker," achingly into the night. You know that such naked yearning merely spurns me on, don't you? You triple me. Fuck you. Coming up for air, my breath. Ragged now, I shift and switch attention. My mouth now enveloping the other. My suddenly free hand and fingers smearing into the wetness that I had left behind, and I roll the hot and swollen nipple firmly between my finger and thumb as my tongue rolls harder, sucking greedily now, grazing my teeth against you now, reaching inside your head and drawing you on, as I hear you gasp the electricity. But my finger and thumb squeeze harder and further now, pulling and tweaking mercilessly as my mouth growls again, desperate to envelop as much of your fucking breast into it, flicking and sucking, sensing you begin to lose control, making the growl in me to bite and press my desire even harder, knowing it'll leave you sore, knowing it'll leave marks, but knowing you wouldn't fucking have it any other way. With every tug and pulse, your keening moans get faster and higher as you drive the strength in your hips back and forth, muscles straining and pulling and clenching and tensing in response to my torment as I growl. So deeper and further, because I know you are so fucking nearly close. I bite hard one final time and press my fingers with a vice-like and utterly merciless grip as I feel you stiffen and hold once, before dissolving with a deep and echoing scream of intense fucking sensation, your hips bucking and your soul trembling as you arch your back, reaching your arms above your head with a giddy abandonment, gulping desperately for air as I soften my touch. Yet I'm just holding you as the spasm of unraveling courses again and again and again throughout you before inexorably subsiding, the tone of your voice allowing me to follow the dissolution of you as your fire subsides. I relax a little and kiss your breast tenderly, before shifting my weight once more to let me swing my leg across you, and I end up straddling you just above your hips as you begin to laugh and sigh with relief, feeling my firm hands gently and tenderly softening as they caress you, stroking your breasts back and forth, kneading out the dents and marks, but feeling you twitch ever such a little every time my palms brush against your red and angry marks, feeling you tremble and quiver as little aftershocks bounce around through you as you opened your eyes wide and shiny, with hair slicked to the brow, and you turned your head to one side, giggling joyously and breathing deeply, watching me grin like a maniac as my hands slowly dial down the tender massage before finally coming to a halt, feeling your chest rise and fall, your heart thumping so deeply as my palms just feel you being alive. I leaned down and joyously licked the sweat and the taste of you from between your breasts, running my tongue inquisitively up and up and even further, dragging across your throat before launching from the point of your chin as you arched with a final scent, with a final sigh of contentment, inching your head back in a glorious stretch, closing your eyes but with a mischievous grin in place. I smeared a tender tiger of a kiss across your mouth, sucking your lower lip softly into my mouth, and then I let it loose with the gentlest of nips, biting softly, mimicking my earlier actions and tactile desires. As the shadows lengthened and we simply breathed and touched, slick with sated thoughts, I whispered, "Well then," and then I heard our breaths in unison, yet still dancing. "Whatever should we do now?" And then, as you answered, with the trademark throaty giggle that just leaked out of you, it made me laugh out loud, because when you giggle like that, I know exactly what it means, and I like it when that happens. I like that very much.